we would say that, would Bart Ehrman be a name if Christians understood textual variants or alleged contradictions? Would he be as popular if, I mean, that was one of his rise of popularity was he's saying what we've never heard before. Did you know the original Testament, the New Testament, wasn't written in English? Oh my goodness, this is crazy. I've never heard such things before. Would Christopher Hitchens be a name if we knew about the Christian worldview and how to answer the challenge that, well, God isn't good? Oh, hold on. What do you mean by good? And by what standard do you derive goodness from? How can you call God not good? Well, here's all these examples. Well, okay, let's take a step back and say, what do you mean by good? And so we're being forced to confront the Bart Ehrmans, the Christopher Hitchens, the Sam Harrises. The world is all an illusion. Elon Musk, the richest person in the world, making Tesla. We love him because he's shooting rockets up into space, going to give us free Wi-Fi. How is he incorrect? And how do we deal with someone who listens to that? Jordan Peterson is a very popular person right now, and he's bringing Jungian philosophy into biblical topics, and he's doing a really good job of bringing people to this, what we're actually going to be covering in chapter 10 of our book here, this kind of meta narrative of stories and how that feeds into the world. So he identifies himself as a Christian. And so all these people are coming to Christianity through him with this understanding of, well, I don't need to really believe that Jesus rose from the dead. This is kind of just like a meta narrative story that informs kind of the human condition. It's all about humans here. And we saw this a little bit with Dr. Lydia McGrew when we talked to her about people kind of from our side wanting to build in these, well, you know, they're rearranging things for a holy purpose. Well, you know, there's nothing that says that you have to read a 800-page book to incorporate that into your sermon and say there are some Christians that believe that John is putting Jesus' death on a Friday because it matches well. It reads well theologically speaking, but here's how we can know it, and because there are other gospels that inform it. And what is the Passover week? What is the Passover meal? Is it one meal, or is it just a normal idea of what the meals were over that week because it's a special week? So Those questions are already out there, and you're just addressing it. Now, you're not going to address everything, right? But you're wanting to hit sound doctrine, exegesis, sanctification, morality, and you're just incorporating those parts because it's already out in the world. People are already facing it, and because we haven't addressed it, we're still reacting. The church used to be out in front of all these things. They used to call things out. The worst thing that we had to deal with, early. Was, drunkenness and people claiming to be Christians but not really. You know, there wasn't pop-ups of these types of, different theologies interacting. Here, different theologies are interacting, but it's human theology that we don't have this shared common value of kind of the Judeo-Christian worldview that brought us into the industrial age, the scientific age that informed things like the production of different scientific equipments or the looks at the universe. We're just giving that over. Arts and science is being just handed over to the other side. We get really mad when they come up with weird stuff. And now we have to backpedal and address it. Why aren't we out in front doing that? It's because we've softballed it and said, well, this is somebody else's problem. The apologist can handle this. If you want to know more, see other person. Other person doesn't really follow the sound doctrine that we thought he did. Oh, okay. Or, Rabbi Zacharias, you follow a person, you say, oh, the RBI ministries, that's the way to go. And then something upends it. And then you go, oh, is everything that I knew was a lie? Now you have to address that. Congratulations, you're doing apologetics even there.
Yeah.